I want to tell you about two people on a GLP-1. The first one has been on maintenance for a while, 7.5 milligrams of Zepbound. That's me. And in the last month, I went to this amazing Michelin star restaurant. And at one point, I said something that surprised even me, that the beetroot pasta was one of the best things I ever tasted. Now, let me be clear. I don't like beets. I've always said I hate beets. They taste like dirt. But this pasta was amazing. So what changed? Did I suddenly become a beet person? No. Not on beets, but flavor. Now, on that same trip to Italy, I had some incredible meals from a Ristorante a Roma next to the Colosseum to a small place tucked away in Venice. But this isn't a humble brag. It was my trip. The food was great. I'd been to Europe before. But this time, it was different. This time, I tasted the food. I slowed down. I noticed the precision. And I appreciated the flavors. Before, I think I like great food. Now, I just appreciate it. Now, I want to tell you about my friend. He's a few pounds lighter than me, also on a GLP-1, and he told me something that stopped me. He said, I don't enjoy food anymore. Now, that's not discipline. That's actually something we worried about called anhedonia. He's on too much GLP-1, too high a dose. Appetite didn't just quiet, it disappeared. You can add dehydration, maybe not paying attention to nutrition, and suddenly food isn't an experience, it's just fuel. So we made a tweak. I suggested he lower the dose from 10 down to 7.5, and we've seen anhedonia before, a lack of pleasure with food. And that was a little scary for him. He didn't gain the weight back, but what he caught back was something more important. He started to enjoy food again. Today, we're going to talk about why GLP-1s can make you a better foodie, how the modern food system fits into this, and how to find a balance between biology, flavor, and the world we actually live in. Today, we're going to make sense of the madness of being a foodie on a GLP-1. I am your chief medical explanationist, Dr. Terry Simpson, and this is Fork U, Fork University, where we make sense of the madness, bust a few myths, and teach you a little bit about food and medicine. So GLP-1s don't make your food experience you at all worse. They actually make appetite normal. A lot of eating isn't hunger, it's noise. Your brain is saying, what's next? Did I eat enough? Maybe another bite. And the GLP-1 quiets that. And when the noise signal goes down, something interesting happens. You notice hunger, you notice fullness, you notice flavor. You stop eating before the plate is even empty, and you start eating with an experience. Every now and then you need a snack. And when it comes to protein bars, well, there's a problem. Most of them taste less like food and more like wet sawdust or dry particle board with chocolate and peanut butter stuff. They're not a Snickers bar, which are overly sweet. They're terribly engineered, and to be fair, I do like some of them. I like the Aloha bars. They're kind of decent. But the other day, instead of a bar, I had something better. Something called tocino. Now, tocino is a sweet, savory, spiced sausage. And this one was made by one of the nurses from the Philippines. He found out that I loved this from my trip there, and he wanted to make some for me. So as I was bringing some home, I was kind of hungry, and I had a few bites. And it was delicious. Protein, yes. Satiety, yes. Flavor, not even close to what you can get in a protein bar. And that's the difference. Now, I've even tried one of those dried carnivore steak snacks. You know, the kind that are $32 a package. I mean, I had to try it. It was awful. It tasted rancid. It was dry. It was chewy. It was joyless. Someone thinks that's what a steak tastes like. They need me to cook them a steak. And for that price, let me give you an example. If you're going to buy these carnivore snacks, just skip the internet trend. Go to Spain for some jamón ibérico. Better food, better experience, better culture, and honestly, you're going to probably pay the same. Let's talk about smoothies and real breakfast. Now, most mornings, I love a smoothie. I've talked about my recipe before. Oat milk, some protein powder. This week, I'm trying some Aura pea protein powder. I also usually add a little cocoa, a little coffee, some blueberries, banana. It works. I have a lot of variations on this, and every morning, it's something different. But when I'm in California traffic, which moves slowly? How slowly, you say? Well, the other day I didn't have to get out of the car to move a snail out of my way because it beat me across the track before I even got there. That's life, that's inconvenience, but I can make a smoothie early in the morning before I go, put it into a little, well, a little thing that keeps smoothies cool, and sip it along the way, and that's my breakfast. But when I'm home, like for a weekend or I have a late morning, that is a different story. Now, there's nothing wrong with a bowl of extruded cereal like Cinnamon Chex. It's fine. But often I want something more. So one of the things that I like are my constant experiment to find the best huevos rancheros in the world. I always start with poached eggs. I add a splash of hot sauce. I happen to like Louisiana hot sauce. There's a bunch of them out there. A wonderful pico de gallo, some fresh tortillas. The kind I like these times are kind of made by the company that make Elijah bread. They're just so warm and wonderful. Some beans and real salsa, the kind that takes me an afternoon to make, the kind that gets better the next day, or the kind that sometimes a friend of mine will bring over, and I'd consider paying her to bring me over more, but that might get a little weird. Bottom line is, a great breakfast in the morning like that is just wonderful, and it's something I can enjoy. But let's talk about extrusion, by the way. That's how we make cereals. That's how we make protein bars. That's how we make snack foods. It's heat, pressure, and shape. Efficient, scalable, affordable, and incredibly easy to make. That's the point. These foods are designed to go down easily and not to tell you when to stop. But that's the key. There's nothing wrong with them. They feed millions. They make life easier. And they're not going away. Now, when you think about extrusion, I want you to think about a tube of toothpaste. When you squeeze the tube of toothpaste out, you get that little pearl on the end of your toothbrush. That's that extrusion product. They can make a slurry of soybeans and wheat and corn and make it into this wonderful slurry and add ingredients and extrude it out and bake it into whatever you want, whether it be a cereal or a protein bar. They can put any ingredient, any mix of ingredients in them. And it's not quite the same as real food, but they're okay. What GLPs change isn't the food. They change you from quantity to quality, from speed to awareness, from noise to signal. You stop chasing food and you start choosing it. I want to be clear here. There's nothing wrong with food. As much as people want to say, don't buy this, don't buy that, all these ingredients, oh my God, it's terrible. GLP-1 allows you, sometimes forces you to slow down, to have flavor, to take time, and to actually enjoy food. Before I was filling my mouth before even thinking and swallowing before experiencing, here's where Evo is going to come in.
Oh no, I think you did a fine job on your own there.
But now I taste. GLP-1s let you enjoy things. They allow you to enjoy the precision of fine dining, the bold flavor of the Philippines, the chunky salsa from the neighbor's secret recipe. And eating a little becomes an experience. Nothing wrong with a bowl of Cinnamon Chex. But it's not a morning habit anymore. It's an every now and then thing. It's interesting, but not better. Because once you taste food the way you can really taste it, you don't really need to go back to eating the way you used to. Please check the blog associated with this at yourdoctorsorders and forkyou.com and my Substack at drsimpson.com. This was written and researched by me, Dr. Terry Simpson, and while I am a board-certified physician, I am not your physician. If you're going to change your diet, please check in with your board-certified physician and a registered dietitian, not a chiropractor, and not some functional medicine, which are basically witch doctors, in my opinion. All things audio are done by my friends at Simpler Media and the pod god himself, Mr. Evo Terra. Producer Girl Productions make me sound far more interesting than I really am in real life. Two other important points. No, I'm not going to see you as a private patient, but thanks for trying, and have a good week, everybody. Hey, Evo, if eating less food makes it better, does that mean I finally get half of your dessert, or are you still going to order your own? And no, I'm not going to share the milkshake with the two lovely straws together looking into your deep, brown, lovely brown eyes.
What the hell's going on right now?